This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maah from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the country's largest PM Mitra Park in the village of Paisala. He also transferred financial assistance to over 15 lakh women under the Matru Vandana Yojana. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Adi Seva Parv, a program for tribal areas in the state. The Prime Minister urged women to get themselves tested at the health camps being organized under the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that on Vishwakarma Jayanti, India's largest integrated textile center is being inaugurated.
Vishwakarma Jayanti ke din, aaj ek badi audyogik shuruaat bhi hone ja rahi hai. Desh ke sabse bade integrated textile park ka shilanyas yahan hua hai. Is park se Bharat ki textile industry ko nayi urja milegi. Kisan ko uski upaj ka sahi mulya milega. Sirf yahan Dhar mein hi nahi, pure desh mein lakhon kisan abhi hamare saath is karyakram mein jude hue hain. Saathiyon, ye PM Mitra Park se, ye textile park se sabse bada labh hamare yuvakon ko, yuvatiyon ko bahut badi sankhya mein rozgar milega.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today rejected the claims of outside intervention to stop the Indo-Pak conflict following Operation Sindoor, saying the action against the terrorists was not ended and it was only a pause. Addressing the people of Telangana at the official event marking Hyderabad Liberation Day today from the parade grounds in Secunderabad, Raksha Mantri said India will write its own script of history and not follow anyone else's script. He said, Operation Sindoor will resume if any terrorist attack takes place again in the future. Meanwhile, Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister Ishaq Dar has said that India had rejected the third-party mediation during the hostilities between the two countries in May. Mr. Dar made these remarks in an interview with Al Jazeera in Doha on the sidelines of the Arab-Islamic Emergency Summit. This supports the position of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government, which had said that U.S. President Donald Trump's claims of brokering a ceasefire during Operation Sindoor in May were not correct. India launched Operation Sindoor on May 7, targeting terror infrastructures in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir in retaliation to the Pahalgam attack. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the new GST reforms will save the public around 2 lakh crore rupees by reducing taxes. Addressing the outreach program on next-gen GST reforms held in Vishakhapatnam today, the Union Minister detailed how the new two-slab tax system of 5 and 18% will lessen the burden on the common man, reducing prices of daily essentials and aspirational goods, thus benefiting the poor and the middle class to a great extent. She further highlighted that the reforms will boost farmers' incomes as well by lowering taxes on agricultural goods, promoting farm modernization. The Patna High Court today directed the removal of the allegedly derogatory AI-generated video posted by Bihar Congress, which features Prime Minister Modi and his late mother, from all social media platforms. A bench comprising Active Chief Justice V.B. Bajantri and Justice Alok Kumar passed the order directing the intermediaries, that is social media, to stop the circulation of the video. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to Vaishno Devi Shrine atop Trikuta Hills in Riasi district resumed today after being suspended for 22 days due to the devastating landslide that claimed multiple lives and caused injuries to several people. Pilgrims have started arriving at Katra, the base camp for the pilgrimage, in large numbers. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, East UP, West Bengal and Sikkim today. Meanwhile, parts of Andhra, Assam and most of Northeast will receive heavy rainfall throughout the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.